Test 65, Section 2, Question 14. And here, we're looking for what would justify the application of the principle. Now, remember when we talk about justification of principle, it is what would be something that will make all of the if conditions of the principle be met, or all of the kind of sufficient elements. So it says, if an insurance policy is written in such a way that a reasonable person seeking insurance would not read it thoroughly before signing it. Okay, so if it's written so that a normal person isn't going to read it, then the reasonable expectations of the policyholder concerning the coverage should take legal precedence over specific language in the policy itself. Then what the policyholder reasonably thinks should take precedence over what the contract actually says. Okay, now this is an interesting principle, but it's saying if you have a situation where the policy is written so that a normal person isn't going to read it, then their reasonable expectations, or if the reasonable person won't read it, then their reasonable expectations should actually be dictating what that policy should say. The application says, the insurance company should be required to cover the hail damage to Celia's car, even though specific language in the written policy Celia signed excluded coverage for hail damage. Okay, so let's think about what our conditions are that need to be met. Number one, the policy would need to be written in such a way that a reasonable person wouldn't read it. And number two, it would have to be the case that Celia reasonably expected it to cover hail damage. Okay, so because we have to meet the if conditions, which are, it's got to be written in that way, and then we get the reasonable expectations. So Celia is a reasonable person, and she expected the insurance policy to cover hail damage to her car. That's a good start, but we haven't said whether or not a reasonable person would have read the contract or the policy. Given the way it was written, a reasonable person would not have read Celia's insurance policy thoroughly before signing it. Okay, so that we've now met that if condition. And Celia reasonably expected the policy to cover hail damage. Now we've met both of those conditions, so B is going to be perfect. I would take it and go, but let's look at the others. C, the insurance policy Celia signed was written in such a way that a reasonable person would not read it thoroughly before signing it. Okay, so it was written in such a way that a reasonable person would, but Celia did read the policy thoroughly. Well, okay, but that doesn't say whether or not Celia reasonably expected it to cover. And so that's the thing that we're missing there. D, Celia did not read the insurance policy thoroughly before signing it, and a reasonable person in her position would assume that the policy would cover. The problem is it doesn't say whether or not a reasonable person would have read the policy in Celia's position. Celia did not read the written insurance policy, and a reasonable person would not have done so either. It's a good start. It does say that we met the first condition, but not the condition that and a reasonable person and Celia reasonably expected it to pay for that. So therefore, answer choice B is the only one that meets all of the conditions required for the company to have to pay for it. So that's what we get.